Hello, everyone. I'm back. I just wanted to talk about a topic that came to my mind while I was giving my testimony the other day. And so what came in mind was the mistakes that I made even after I came to Jesus. And sorry, I have my kids in the back. So, later. Okay, so I'm going back to when I came. When I was speaking on my testimony, it came to my mind about the mistakes that I made even after I was Christian, after I came to Jesus Christ. So, I have a few Bible verses, so I want to read them. We will be reading on. Okay, so first of all, let me just say that it doesn't matter if you make mistakes. What matters is that you repent and that you don't make them again. Just learn from your mistakes. And that's what happened to me. And as I was telling you guys my testimony, I said that after I became Christian, and then after me and my husband, back then he was my boyfriend, when we were just dating, we eloped behind my mother's back. And I know that was not the correct way to do it, but at the same time, it shouldn't excuse it. But at the same time, I was still young. I was a teenager. I was still a teenager because 18 and 19 is still teenagers. Yes, you're a young adult, but still in the teens. And so I was still naive. And so the best option that I thought was to do it without my mom's knowledge. And of course, now today I have asked her for forgiveness, and she has forgiven me. And like I said, I don't hold anything against her, and I hope that she doesn't hold anything against me. But we're in a better place now, thank God. Because I've been praying about it. That's also something that I've been praying about, that I always wanted my mom to accept a relationship, and I wanted her to have a change of heart, and for the glory of God, she has. So, getting to that point, I was also speaking about a few other mistakes that I made after I as a mother. First of all, let me point out that even though we're Christian and we have Jesus Christ in our hearts, we are not perfect. We're still human. We're still gonna make mistakes. Because sometimes, oftentimes, we learn from our mistakes. And so we're bound to make a mistake in one way or another. So I was trying to get to the point. I was trying to get to the topic. The topic is that even if you make a mistake, if you're a Christian right now, and let's say it's not even a mistake, let's say that it's you have fallen into sin. What is important for you to know is that God still loves you, and that you still can come to God, and that if you repent, He will forgive you. All he asks for you is for you to repent and not do it again. Okay, so we will be reading a few Bible verses. The Bible verse that I want to read is Philippians 1:6. And it says, being confident of this, that who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And that was the new international version. I also have the King James version that I can read it. That was Philippians 1:6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you would perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Meaning that the Holy Spirit and through the Holy Spirit will perfect us. We can't do it on our own. Of course, there are things that we can avoid, but the Holy Spirit is the one that will perfect us, that will take away that desire of trying to go back to sin or trying going back to making this same mistake. I'm also going to read first another Bible verse that I was trying to read on Philippians, and that is going to be Philippians 3:12. And it says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And that is the King James Version. I'm going to read the New International Version just so you guys can understand it a little bit more. And it says, not that I already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And that Paul was saying that he wasn't perfect and that he hasn't reached perfection yet, which means that he was speaking of that Jesus Christ was still perfecting him in his grace. And he was saying that he was not perfect, but he was trying to reach it. Because a lot of people think just because we say that you have to do good works, they think that we mean that by good works you are saved. And no, that's not what I believe. I know that by works you're not saved by works. You're saved by you accepting Jesus Christ in your heart. Of course, repenting from your sin and accepting Jesus Christ in your heart. But if you really want to serve God and you really want to press on, or if you really want to be dedicated, that's the word I was looking for. If you really want to dedicate yourself and you really have that passion, which we all should have that passion of seeking God and doing His will. So, in that case, or in that point that I just spoke about, what I'm trying to say is that if you really have that passion and you really want to do God's will, it will reflect on what you do in the physical. It will reflect your character, it will reflect the works that you do for others. Because the Bible also says that we have to love our neighbor and love each other, right? Which that also means that we have to learn how to forgive. We have to learn how to forgive them and love, not do evil if they do evil to us, not to respond in the way that we would respond when we weren't Christian. So going back to the Bible verse, Philippians 3:12, what Paul was speaking about was that he was trying to reach it, but he wasn't there yet. He was trying to reach perfection through the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit, but not that he was there yet. Which means that we as Christians and children of God, followers of Jesus, we need to reflect that. We have to have that righteous, right, We have to have a character that's righteous. It should reflect on our character. Alrighty, so I also had another Bible verse. It was Matthew 11:28. That's another one that I wanted to read. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That was the New Living Tradition. Why am I saying that was the New Living Translation? Sorry. Now I am going to read the King James Version. That was Matthew 11:28. Let me just give me a second. Here it is, 11:28. Okay, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, so it was the same version. Okay, so that means that even with all your mistakes and all everything that you have on your shoulders, you can come unto Jesus. And that's the way I came to Jesus. I had heavy burdens that I was carrying, and like I had said in the previous video, I was trying to look for any solution, and I guess in my experience, Jesus Christ was the last. That coming to Jesus was my last resort. And it shouldn't have been my last resort, but it was. So I had these heavy burdens, and I just wanted to have that taken away. Of course, when you come to Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have trials and problems. You will still have them. But the difference is that you have Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father, that they're with you the whole time, that you can go through these trials and these issues and the problems that may come into your life. You can go through all of this with knowing that you have them with you, knowing that you will have that the Holy Spirit will give you the comfort and the peace that you need. So that was, like I was saying, for me, that was my last resort. But like I said in the previous video, I felt the peace, and the peace that I really needed, that I was seeking, and also the love that I was seeking, I felt it once I came to Jesus Christ. So that was what we've read right now, Matthew 11:28. God is not asking you to come to Him for you to fix your life first. He's not asking you to fix your life first. He's not asking you to fix all your mistakes first and then come to Him. No. Just come as you are, as you will hear many say. And then once you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit that will guide you and that will perfect you. But even if you make a mistake, that's in our human nature. Our human nature will make mistakes. That doesn't mean that you're going to go directly to hell. It just means that you should learn from that mistake that you just made, or repent from whatever sin you have committed, and make sure that you don't go back to it. Just make sure that you don't go back to it. I have another Bible verse that I wanted to read, which is John 14:26. It says, and it's speaking about the Holy Spirit, and that's Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. And that is telling you that the Holy Spirit will always give you guidance if you ask God and the Holy Spirit to give you the guidance that you need for your life. Oh, I will tell you that I did make a lot of mistakes, or have made a lot of mistakes. But by the grace of God, He has forgiven me, because I've repented of the mistakes that I've made. And of course, like I said, no one is exempt from making any mistakes in this life. But I felt like I had to speak on this because it came to my mind that when I was speaking about the testimony, my part of my testimony that I had pointed out that I made a few mistakes, and I know that some of you are probably questioning or thinking, how did you make these mistakes, or how did you do this? Why didn't you do it the right way and not the wrong way? You should have done it the right way. Because oftentimes we don't ask God for guidance. We don't ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. And that was my case. I didn't ask God for guidance as I should have. I didn't let the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes you don't, you won't, sometimes if you don't want to, if you want to go by your by your mind, by your human nature, instead of by what you should do, but according to God's word, you're not going to listen to the Holy Spirit, even if the Holy Spirit is trying to guide you. And so in my experience, that's what happened. I didn't want to, I guess, do it the right way, because I felt like my way was the right one. But you just learn from your mistakes. And I guess in the way you also have to sometimes stop and think that God's way is better than ours. That even if it seems like the issue or the problem that you have is going to become greater, sometimes the outcome, or no, oftentimes the outcome is way better than what you were expecting. Well, I don't think I have any more to añadir. No tengo más que añadir. I don't have anything more to add onto this short message. It's going to be a short message. But I hope that you guys receive something from the word. I don't want to add anything else, because I just wanted God to give me the words for anyone that needed to hear this, that wanted to hear that God still loves you. If you made a mistake, God still loves you. Just repent and He will forgive you. There's nothing that you can do that God cannot love you. There's nothing that you can do that will make God stop loving you. God will still love you. All you have to do is repent. And He is still there waiting for you with His arms wide open, waiting for you to repent. So, I'm cutting it short now. I hope you guys received something, and I'm just gonna end it with a short prayer right now. So we thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for allowing me to be here and speak on your word, that anyone that needed to listen to this word or hear this word, may that they receive it, that they may feel your love, their comfort, that they may know that they're loved by you, God. and that they may learn from any mistake that they've made, and that they always may choose your will and not their will. That you may guide us, God, with your Holy Spirit, to always do your will, most importantly, God. We give you the glory and the honor, and we all say amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. So I hope you all have a great day. Have a blessed day. God bless.